West Plains Zizzer Basketball on Hot Country KDY is brought to you by Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC, ELG Peterbilt, West Plains Bank and Trust Company, Hirschfeed and Farm Supply West Plains, Goebbels Collision Repair, Miller Satellite and Home Store, Iron Brand Realty, Parfour and More, Wilbanks Tire, Habitat for Humanity Restore, MSU West Plains, Car-Mart of West Plains, Butler Heating and Air, Hawkins Home and Lawn, Ozark Independent Living, Cape Electric, S&P Quality Auto Glass, State Farm Insurance Agent Justin Shelby, West Plains Wind Supply, Simmons Bank, Ozark Hills Realty, Don's Auto Service, Shrimp Runner, Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment, Rick's Truck Repair, Bailey Chevrolet GMC, and Wood Mechanical.
From West Plains High School, a rare home game for the Lady Zizzers as they play for the first time on their home court tonight, and they'll be playing the Nixa Lady Eagles, and we are looking forward to what should be an outstanding night of basketball. Double A's here at the high school gym, and got a nice crowd ready to enjoy this matchup between two teams that are always right there in the mix when it comes to the best teams in the area. West Plains is 3-1. And Nixa comes in with a mark of 1-3. Nixa lost 2 out of 3 at the Rogers tournament this past weekend. They got beat by Little Rock on Saturday night by 15. West Plains just ran roughshod through the Marshfield tournament. They just destroyed everybody, including Mountain Grove. In the last game Saturday, they won that game by 50. Here's the starters. First of all, for West Plains, starting 5, Lucy Haper, 5'8 senior guard, Zoe Scharnhorst, the 5'6 senior guard, Ainsley McWilliams, sophomore, 5'6, Shaylee Peterson, a 5'10 senior up front, along with Jillian Green, the very fine 6-foot sophomore post player. And the tip is up, and it's going to be won by West Plains and Shaylee Peterson. As West Plains in white with the red trim, go from right to left. Lob over the top. Green inside. Goes up and scores. And that's the way the game starts. They lobbed it high post to low post. And Jillian Green falling away. Putting it off the board. We'll pick up the 5-4 Nixa here as this game gets started. There in the red with the white. Double team on the ball inside. Ball knocked away. Nearly stolen. Picked back up. And the lay-in is up and in by Jordan Phillips for Nixa. West plays back quickly. Jillian goes up with the shot. She gets knocked to the floor, and she'll draw the foul with 7:23 to go in the first quarter. Tie game at 2 apiece. Foul is on Gwen Kubik. And the starting 5 for Nixa, Taylor Wood, a 5'11 senior guard. She's their probably best player. Cora Kubik is a sophomore, 5'11. Free throw no good by Jillian, and she'll get one more try. Also in the lineup, Jordan Phillips, who just scored, 5'5 junior guard. Veronica Walsh, 5'8 sophomore. And the next one, no good, comes off and Nixa controls. They come up the left side. Down the key all the way. Lean in. Shot is up and in. That's Taylor Wood. She got by the defender, got her shot fired, got to the rim. Down the baseline outside. West Plains, now a 3 at the left point. Good by Shaylee Peterson. She stepped out and she drained it from the left point. Now the defensive side. Here's the ball slapped out of bounds. Last touch by Zoe Scharnhorst. The final starter for Nixa, Gwen Kubik. She's the older Kubik. She's a senior, 6'1". Inbound play, lob out front. And catch made by Kubik. Bad pass, threw it out of bounds. Heaved it to the corner and off the mark. Turnover on Nixa. Here's Ainsley McWilliams. Last time I saw her, she was a freshman running this ball club. And here she is, still a sophomore. Good player. In the lane, she drives, puts it up in the left hand, no good. Rebound, foul on the play, and that'll be against West Plains. And that'll be on Jillian Green going for the loose ball right there. 5-4 game, West Plains on top by one with 6:31 to go in the first quarter. Nixon brings it up, trying to get the lead back. On the left wing, Veronica Walsh dribbles it to the point. Now gets it over to Phillips on the baseline. Good job on defense, cutting off the ball, stepping out of bounds. That's turnover, and Shaylee Peterson did a really good job of cutting the baseline off on Gwen Kubik. She couldn't go anywhere, and the only place she could go was out of bounds. Turnover, Nixon, number two in the first 2 minutes. Ainsley to the left wing. Lucy Hafer will dribble out to the point and give it over to Shaylee. Ainsley has it. Dribbles right to the wing. Back to the point. Jillian, high post. Drives in. Leans in. This is over. Laying no good by Shaylee Peterson as she ties up for the jump ball. It'll go back over to Nixa. What a great pass. A wraparound by Jillian Green, who got to the baseline and just wrapped around two defensive players, and Shaylee was probably too shocked to make the shot. That was a really good pass. Nixa on offense. On the right baseline, they cut off the dribble. Pull-up shot by Taylor Wood, no good, but a foul's going to be called inside on West Plain. Jillian Green just got her second foul. So two on her, quick. Here's the inbound play from underneath. Here's a shot from the point. No good. Way off the mark. And the rebound is taken by Jillian Green. And now up the right sideline comes Ainsley McWilliams on the dribble. To the right corner, Zoe Scharnhorst. Left point, Jillian with a three ball. No good. Ball long on the rebound. Comes out and taken out of midair by Veronica Walsh. Up the left side, Phillips all the way in, goes up on the run, the shot too hard, rebound loose on the deck, kicked up by West Plains. So Zoe Ironhorse now with it. Good play by Shaylee Peterson, down the middle of the key, pull-up shot from 10 feet, no good. Rebound to Jordan Phillips for Nixa. They come back left to right. In the red with white trim. Maybe a little silver thrown in there. Down the key all the way, Phillips again, layup, no good. Rebound to Shaylee Peterson, that was a near miss that time for West Plains because Jillian went up for a block and came very close to picking up her third foul here in the first quarter. But instead, it goes the other way on the alternating possession. Lucy Hafer, right point, shoots the three, and it's off the back iron, and the ball is going to be controlled by Nixa. No offensive rebounds to be had so far. Someone has stopped the ball. Free throw, pull-up, jump shot. The other end is good by Cora Kubik. And now Ainsley the other way. Goes in, goes up, got it blocked. Goes up again, got fouled this time. And she'll go to the line, and she'll shoot two. Cora Kubik will pick up personal foul number two against Nixa here in the first quarter. 4:12 to go in the first quarter. 6-5 score. This figured to be a really good game. These teams have played a lot. I mean a lot in the last 10 years for teams that aren't in the same conference. First free throw is good. They've played 13 times in the last 10 years. It's pretty much even. 6 for West Plains, 7 for Nixon. Next one is good by Ainsley, her first 2 points of the game. 7-6, West Plains applies the full court press. Timeout called by Nixa. And we'll take a timeout, a 30-second timeout. 4:12 to go in the first. 7-6, West Plains. Back in 30 on KDY.
Hawkins Home and Lawn. Best brands, best service since 67.
Black Friday savings now through December 3rd. Hi, this is Anna. It's our biggest sale of the year. Time to get shopping for Christmas with 25% off all recliners. Plus, select sofa love seat sets only $12.99. We have an incredible selection with financing available, and we deliver. Stop in our West Plains and Mountain Grove store today.
Back to the court and Zizzer Basketball on Hot Country KDY.
Paul's Ainsley. Let's see. Thank you. go back to play. Nixon on offense. They break the press. They shoot from the left block, and it's up and in off the board, knocked in by Cora Kubik. She has 8-7 Nixon. On the right side, now at the point, Shaley with another three. Look, that's no good. Ball comes along to the free throw line. And now collision, and Shaley Peterson will pick up the foul. And Delaney Wahomey will come in the ball game. So that is number one on her. Up the right side to the corner. Nixon breaks the press. Here's Fuller through the three on the right wing. No good. Weak side rebound, no pull down. And now pass across is fumbled. Delaney has it, gets it over to Ainsley, and a foul in the backcourt will be called on Jordan Phillips for Nixon. Third team foul in the opening quarter against Nixon. 3:37 to go. Ainsley brings it up. It's Ainsley McWilliams with Lucy Hafer, Jillian Green, Zoe Scharnhorst, and Delaney Wahomey. She's at the right elbow, pass across, too hard, too high, out of bounds. Turnover, West play. West Plains will go back to full court pressure. 3:28 to go in the first quarter. Up the right side. Pull up from 10, right wing, no good. Rebound, Jillian has it. Here comes Jillian Green up the middle of the court. At the right point, right wing. Ainsley back to the point. Lucy. Lucy Hafer will move it back. The senior hands it back to the sophomore, Ainsley McWilliams. Straight man-to-man defense being played by Nixon at the right elbow. Lucy Hafer at the point. Crossover, lost the basketball, turned it over. On the dribble, now back off the turnover. In the middle, Taylor Wood leans in, shoots, no good. He got fouled though, and still shoot too. Taylor Wood had 14 points in their 15-point loss Saturday night against Little Rock Central. Delaney Wahomey with the foul, her first. Free throw here by Taylor Wood is good. Zoe Shrub will check in for West Plains, and if she gets open, she's going to shoot it, as she should. They'll get Jillian out of the game for a while. Here's the next free throw, no good. Rebound, Nixa in the paint. Pull-up shot, no good. Put back underneath, is laid up and in by Wood. So it's turned out to be a three-point play backward. On the right side, Zoe Scharnhorst hands back to Ainsley. Zoe Scharnhorst curls to the left wing. At the point, Ainsley dribbles to the baseline, hands it to the corner. Lucy Hafer moves it over to the point. Zoe to the left corner. Zoe again. Zoe Scharnhorst, three ball, no good. And Nixon gets the rebound. They've done a great job in holding West Plains to just one shot. Pass across the court, open on the baseline. Turnaround shot, back iron, no good. Rebound, Nixon goes up inside, and they score with Gwen Kubik. 11-7. Nixon getting the better of the play inside so far. Ainsley outside now. Zoe. Shrub. And now double dribble. .144 left in the first quarter. 13-7. Nixon has scored the last 7 points. Down the key all the way. Block shot. Delaney Wahomey got a hand over on Taylor Wood's drive to the basket and blocked it out of bounds. Stays with Nixon. And Katie Bryant will check in, a 6-foot sophomore for Nixon. Here's the inbound play on the wing. Catch and shoot for three is good by Taylor Wood. That makes it 16-7. On the left side, Zoe Shrub. Rob over the top. Good pass, good catch, and Delaney lays it up and in. Delaney Wahomey with the bucket. Now the other end, Nixa with the ball, up 16-9. On the left side, now at the point, Phillips has it, guarded by Ainsley McWilliams. She gets the screen, gets it to the right corner. Pull-up shot from 17, back iron, no good. Delaney Wahomey with a rebound for West Plains. Now Ainsley McWilliams up left side quickly. Zoe Schardenhorst, three is in the air, and no good. Ball hit the top of the backboard, came down, and now Nixon will slow it up with 43 seconds left. It must have been a good first quarter for them, 16-9. Wood out front. On the dribble. Zoe Schardenhorst on. That's got to be an illegal screen, and they didn't call it. As Zoe got clipped. Now a pass underneath. The lay-in is up and good by Bryant. 13 seconds to go. 18-9. Bad pass out of bounds. Turnover, West Play. Fourth of the quarter. 18-9. Christy Otter walks the West Plains sideline. She doesn't have a whole lot good to say here between quarters. Here we go again. 4 seconds, 3 seconds down the lane. Wood shoots off balance, jump shot, back iron, side iron. No good, and that's the end of the quarter. 18 points in the first quarter for Nixa. They have doubled West Plains, 18-9. We're back in 1 minute on KDY.
Are you needing to sell your real estate? Seek help today from the professional realtors at Century 21 Ozark Hills Realty. Their agents have decades of combined experience and are experts in all areas of real estate, including commercial real estate, farms, new construction, and of course, residential. So if you're looking to sell, turn to Century 21 Ozark Hills Realty in a new location at 740 Kentucky Avenue in West Plains.
This is Damon at TLG Peterbilt, Willow Springs. We supply parts for all makes of trucks and trailers to get you back on the road quickly as possible. If we don't have it, we'll get it. Find us on Highway 60 in Willow Springs or online at tlgtrucks.com for fast, friendly service to get you back on the road in no time. TLG Peterbilt, uptime all the time.
The official home of the Scissors is KDY.
Team to 9 is the score as we start quarter number 2 here at West Plains High School. First, a rare home game for West Plains. They'll play one more home game before February. That's a lot of travel. Nixa has it to start this quarter on the baseline. They'll take it to the low block shot. It's up, no good. Tipped across. Jillian has it. Jillian Green back the other way. Jillian takes it to the hole, puts it up off the board, no good. And Nixa gets the rebound, one and done. Right, left corner, three ball, and it's up and good. That was a three, and that was knocked in by Jefferson off the bench. Maya Johnson off the bench with the bucket, 21-9. West Plains needs to score. Joy Schardenhorst. Right corner, wide open. Make that three. It's good. That'll loosen things up a little bit. 21-12. Out on the wing, Taylor Wood. Goes to the baseline, cut off by Joy Schardenhorst. Triple team pass into Bryant, who puts it off the rim. No good. Jillian Anderson pulls it off. She'll bring it up with the right hand to the right baseline. Goes up, lays it up off the board, and good. Post to coast. Jillian Green has four. Now the other way, they force it quick, missed the shot by Johnson. And now West Plains back with a chance to cut it down some more. Ainsley crossover, steps through, goes up, left hand, no good. Got foul 6-2 with 6:27 to go in the half. And West Plains has quickly cut this down to a 21-14 lead. And it could be tighter after these free throws. Katie Bryant with a foul for Nixon. Sophomore point guard for West Plains. Now we've got the meeting of the minds, wearing striped shirts. Who knows what they're talking about? But you would think it'd have something to do with the last play and who the foul was on. That would appear to be the situation we have here. The officials trying to make sure that the right person got credited with the last foul. They said Bryant, and that's still on the board. Ainsley McWilliams goes to the free throw line. Now 6:27 to go in the half. And first try is no good. Oh, I see what they did. They took a point off the board for Nixa. Johnson's shot was not a three, it was a two. So the score stands 20-14. First one no good, second one is good. Ainsley McWilliams now 3 out of 4 from the line. West Plains down by 5. Out front, bounce pass, knocked away, loose ball, out of bounds. It'll stay with Nixa. Good hustle by Jillian. Jillian Green out there with Shaley Peterson. Both the starting 5. Lucy Hafer, Zoe Charnhorst, Ainsley McWilliams, Shaley Peterson, and Jillian Green. Free throw line, give and go, drive to the hoop by Wood. Is up, no good. Rebound, putback, turnaround shot is up and in by Gwen Kubik. He got 4. And now Ainsley to the right corner. Zoe Scharnhorst, wraparound pass, and a holding foul call against Nixa on Cora Kubik. That's her second foul. And it'll be Jillian throwing the ball in for West Plains, right of their own basket. She'll lob it out to Shaley Peterson. She'll fake a pass left, now bounce pass to the free throw line. Turn, face up shot, no good by Jillian. And the rebound pulled down by Nixon. They come back with Taylor Wood to the left baseline. They cut the ball off. Down the wing. Phillips for a 3, no good. Long rebound. And Ainsley beats everybody to it, and she goes back the other way on the run. Heading across the lane. Puts up a off-balance shot. Won't go. And rebound to Nixa. At the point. 3 is launched by Wood. No good. And Jillian gets the rebound. Had it, lost it. Got it back to Zoe. Zoe Scharnhorst, that is. Have to be no more specific on this team. Here's a 3 on the left wing. Good by Ainsley McWilliam. That helped. 22-18 Nixa. Eagles with the basketball on the left side in the corner. They'll take it baseline all the way, and the layup is no good. Jillian has the rebound, and she'll just bring it up the court, up the left side. Jillian, left baseline, wide open 3. Zoe Scharnhorst won't go, and the rebound of Shaley Peterson. They'll stay with West Plains as the ball is left out of bounds. Shaley Peterson to throw it in on the sideline. 4-point game, 4:34 to go in the half. Nixa on top, 22-18. They led 18-9 after 1. Pass inbound, tipped out of bounds. We'll stay with West Plains. Video Meister, Renaissance Man, Drew Joyce, taking care of the live stream tonight. Hook pass down low, reach in foul on Nixa again, and that'll be on Kubik. That'll be her 3rd. So we're going to get into that Nixa bench a little bit here. So let's put Bryant back in the ballgame. So we'll play it inbounds again. Ainsley on the inbound play. Far left corner, Zoe Scharnhorst curls over. Gets it to Jillian. Now at the point. Ainsley with it. Dribbles across to the right corner. Got away with a double dribble. And Lucy in the left corner. Zoe with a three. No good. And we just can't make one of those. Well, we have made a few, but not enough. Down the right side, here's a drive by Phillips. And a foul will be called on Ainsley McWilliams for West Plains. That will not be in the act of shooting. That'll be the first foul on Ainsley. Inbound catch on the low block. Kubik turns, faces, ball away shot, rims off, ball going out of bounds, saved, but picked up by Zoe Shrub. Cross court pass, Shaylee Peterson leans in, shoots, no good, blocking foul, and that'll be another one on Nixa. Their foul trouble is kind of starting to mount, but that's only the first foul on Taylor Wood. For Shaylee Peterson, 2-1. First try for Shaylee is good. She has 4 points tonight with one more free throw to come. And no good on the next. And Jillian Green chased it down. And now she shoots a three from the corner. In and out. That break. And it's rebounded by Nixa. Into the front court they come with Veronica Walsh. Now on the right side is Taylor Wood. Bounce pass to the elbow. Dump pass inside. Fumbled away and stolen. Jillian comes away with it. Down the right side. Right elbow, pull-up shot, Ainsley, good, Ainsley McWilliams. And that puts it 2-1. Timeout on the floor with 3:21 to go in the half, 22-21, Nixa by one. Back in a minute on KDY.
Do you have assisted devices that you no longer need, such as a wheelchair, a walker, a cane, or shower chair? You can donate it to Ozark Independent Living. They will in turn give it to someone in need. It's local people helping local people. Ozark Independent Living in West Plains at 1098 Avenue, 417-257-0038.
Your care, your choice, your independence. Ozark Independent Living.
Is it time to clean out the garage or storage building? If so, consider donating unneeded items to the Habitat Restore in West Plains. The Habitat Restore will in turn sell your items at a low price to someone who likes it. Great idea, right? The items you donate are tax deductible, and when they are sold, all the money goes toward building a new home for a family in need. The Habitat Restore at 1109 Porter Wagoner Boulevard in West Plains, helping families one home at a time.
The West Plains Scissors play here on Hot Country KDY.
So that they do, Mark McKay, with 3:21 to go in the first half. It's 22-21 Nixa after they led at one point 22-9. West Plains has reeled off since that time, 12 straight. Zoe Scharnhorst made that three to kind of put the kibosh on their little run. And since that point, it's been all West Plains. But nip and tuck, 22-21. Pass out front. Ball deflected away. Kubik has it, puts it on the floor. Dribbles in. Now picks it up. Bounce pass inside. Bad pass. Loose on the deck. Players all over the place for it. And West Plains comes away with it. Ainsley with it up the right sideline. Nixer gets back on defense. Out to Shaley. Ball fake, back out to the point. Jillian drives in, puts it up on the run, no good. Ball tipped over to the corner, picked up by Phillips, and Nixa back. Veronica Walsh, bounce the low block. Bryant fakes, turns, right-hand shot off the back iron, no good. Rebound taken down by Jillian Green. A three on the left wing, no good by Ainsley. It is rebounded by Taylor Wood, and here she comes with the basketball. Picks it up on the wing. Now the corner of three is open, and that's no good. And picked up by Lucy Hafer. Good effort play there. Ball tips out of bounds up the right side. Stays with West Plains. This is the type of game where you very easily could score 50 and win. Ainsley in the front court. A bucket would give West Plains the lead. Right point, Lucy Hafer. They'll back screen, give the ball to Ainsley. Over a screen to her left, now back the other way. Hands it off to Lucy Hafer. Jillian has it. Splits it deep. Puts up a runner off the back iron. Won't go, and a foul on Jillian. That's her third. Going over the back for rebound, she picks up her third foul. So she's done for the half with 1:49 to go. Joey Scharnhorst is back in the ballgame. West Plains now has Ainsley McWilliams, Lucy Hafer, Shaylee Peterson, Zoe Scharnhorst, and Zoe Shrub. 1:42 to go. Let's see if they go inside now that Jillian's out of the ballgame, and they do, right around the baseline, up and around and good. Taylor Wood just circled it, went to the baseline, and made her first basket of the quarter. She has 7 points. Ainsley to the left corner, left point, now the right point. Zoe drives in, back outside. Shaylee Peterson drives in, up and around, right hand shot. We'll go, man. Can't buy one. 24-21, Mitchell, they have the ball with 1:13 to go in the half. For West Plains, if they could keep it right where it is, that'd be pretty good. And there's a blocking foul on Ainsley McWilliams. That'll be her second. It'll be Nixa ball. They'll play it right in front of the West Plains bench in the front court. In the right corner, Taylor Wood, guarded by Lucy Hafer. Wood will bring it out front, under a minute to go in the half. Bounce pass inside. Kubik pushes off, fall away from 16, no good. Shaylee Peterson now over to Ainsley, up the left side. Crossover, Ainsley to the baseline. Scoop shot up and around and good. What a shot that was. Not your typical make. Leaning in with the right hand and scooping it in. 24-23 Nixa. Bounce pass to Kubik. Knocks down Scharnhorst. No call. Left wing. Open shot for a two. That's no good. That's over the back. And again, Kubik puts it up and in. She got away with two there. And now, 13 seconds to go in the half. Ainsley has it. 8 seconds at the point to the left. Hands to Lucy Hafer. Ainsley in the corner. Going to have to shoot it quick. They're not going to get a shot off. They don't. And that's the end of the half. Lost track of the clock. And that will make the coach very unhappy. 26-23. Nixa on top. We'll take a 3-minute break. And come back to West Plains High School. You're listening to the Lady Zizzards on Hot Country KDY.
When pain slows you down, trust the experts at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine. Our team, Dr. Jolly, Dr. Piet, Dr. Harbert, and Dr. Karen, specializes in getting you back to the life you love. From sports injuries to spine care, we're here with advanced treatment close to home. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com to learn more or schedule an appointment today.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine. Our community, our commitment, our care.
If you're a pro or even a do-it-yourselfer, Wind Supply of West Plains is your store. Wind Supply of West Plains is your supply store for A.O. Smith water heaters, Delta faucets, Milwaukee tools, Klein tools, and all the accessories you need to do your plumbing yourself. Find them in West Plains at 1015 Preacher Row Boulevard and online at windsupplyofwestplains.com. Wind Supply of West Plains is for pros like you.
Shrimp Runner Seafood is now open in West Plains across from the Civic Center at 109 St. Louis Street. Call ahead or stop in and pick up fresh Gulf crawfish, fish, and shrimp that's shipped every week. Hey, make things awesome. You can check out Shrimp Runner's Boil Barn, serving up boiled shrimp, crawfish, and crab legs. Wow, it's spectacular. And it's right here in West Plains. Shrimp Runner Seafood and Shrimp Runner's Boil Barn. Check it out. It's rock chip season. Okay, let's be honest. With the roads around here, it's always rock chip season. When you get a rock chip, go see Kevin at SMP Quality Auto Glass. He can fix your rock chip and keep it from spreading and making your windshield look more like a road map. If you need a whole new windshield put in because you waited too long, he does those too. SMP Quality Auto Glass, next to DQ in West Plains. Show us your crack.
Do you need help living independently? Look no further than Ozark Independent Living in West Plains. Ozark Independent Living provides help with consumer-directed services, where you choose the services you need and the people to help. You are the boss with Ozark Independent Living at 109 8th Avenue in West Plains. 417-257-0038.
Your care, your choice, your independence. Ozark Independent Living.
I've always wanted to be a nurse, but life got in the way. Kids, work, bills, it felt impossible. Then I discovered Missouri State West Plains has flexible programs that fit my schedule. Now I'm training for a career that gives back, with job security for my family. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Helping others and building a future for my kids.
Missouri State West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
Scissors basketball action continues now on KDY.
It's halftime. It's 26-23. Exeter leads West Plains by 3. They had a 9-point lead after the first quarter. West Plains went to work, and Nixon went into a dry spell there for about 5 minutes in the second quarter. And West Plains was able to make up that difference and only trail by 3. Here at the break. West Plains scored in the first half. Ainsley McWilliams had 10 points. Jillian Green, Shaley Peterson each had 4. Zoe Schardenhorst made a 3. And Delaney Wahomey had 2. Mix's leading scorer is their top scorer, Taylor Woods. He has 7 points. 6 for Gwen Kubik. 4 points for Cora Kubik. And 2 each for Jordan Phillips, Katie Bryant, and Mia Johnson. Turnovers in the first half. West Plains had a grand total of 4. And Nixa had 3. And let's see. We do free throw shooting. We shot 8 free throws. And we're only 4 out of 8. Nixa got to the free throw line only twice. They're 1 out of 2. So, pretty tough game. It's been really hard for West Plains to score inside, and it's been very, almost impossible to get an offensive rebound. Nixa's done a really, really good job of holding West Plains to just 1 shot. Second half works here in just a few minutes. West Plains will be on the road at Springfield Glendale on Thursday night. We'll have basketball on the radio on KDY on Wednesday evening from the Civic Center. James Herb will have that game between MSU West Plains and SEMO Prep. And if the Grizzlies can win that game, they would be over 500 record-wise for the first time at Christmas in 7 years. Things are looking much better for the Grizzlies. They have now won 4 straight, and they'll try to make that a 5-game winning streak on Wednesday night. Meanwhile, let's take a final 3-minute break. Second half is just around the corner. West Plains trailing Nixa. Basketball by a score of 26-23. And we'll come back in 3 minutes on KDY.
KDY 24/7. Good evening, everybody. Dan in the Weather Center here to give you a weather update. On this Monday, we're looking out over a pretty comfortable week, all things considered, with most of our high temperatures during the daytime being in the 50s. Tonight's low, however, 28. Tuesday, looking like 54 for a high, 43 for a low, mostly sunny, and then Wednesday will be partly cloudy. No rain in the immediate forecast is expected. Find more at OzarkRadioNews.com.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
Steel deals are here at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains. Hi, this is Garrett. It's yard cleanup time, and Steel has you covered. Save $50 on a BR-800C Steel backpack blower, now only $699.99. Or save $50 on the Steel BR-800X backpack blower, now only $599.99. All this and much more going on now with our Steel Deals promotion at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains.
Driving in the fall and winter months can be challenging. You never know what Mother Nature will bring each day. Make sure your tires have plenty of tread. Give Wilbanks Tire a chance to sell you a new set of tires. Once you buy a set of tires from Wilbanks Tire, you can come in anytime for free tire rotation for the life of your tires. So once a customer of Wilbanks Tire, you will always be a customer of Wilbanks Tire. Wilbanks Tire, 201 West 2nd Street in West Plains.
This is Ginger with Miller Satellite and Home Store. If you're needing affordable and reliable internet, then we have a package for you. Give us a call today at 417-255-1972 and ask about our new Usenet Lite plan for only $49.99 a month with a $10 savings a month for the first 12 months and only a one-year contract. Once again, that's Miller Satellite and Home Store, 417-255-1972, or check us out online at millersat.com.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
Need CPAP or BiPAP supplies? Skip the wait at Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment. Reorder easily from home using our Patient Hub app or website portal and get your supplies shipped straight to your door. For a faster, hassle-free experience, call ahead at 800-874-8504 or order online today. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, 1703 West 8th Street in West Plains. Our community, our commitment, our care.
Back to the court and Scissor Basketball on Hot Country KDY.
There is 26-23 as we start the second half here at West Plains High School, and it'll be the starting five for both teams. As we go back to play here, both these teams, again, just coming out of tournaments. West Plains laid waste to the Marshfield tournament. I mean, all three were just wipeout wins. Meanwhile, at the Rogers tournament for Nixa, they lost 2 out of 3. And their two losses were by a margin of 28. The last game they won, but they lost by 18 and by 15 in games play going into the weekend. Lady Zizzards have the ball to start second half. We're down by 3. And here we go. Starting 5 for each team. Jillian is back in the game for West Plains. She has the ball, point hands to Ainsley. Crossover, beats the defender, goes up left hand and good. Ainsley going at a little two-player game there. And Ainsley has 12 points down the key. Here's Wood with a tough shot off the board. Good. She's a little bit taller. And she used her height advantage to her advantage there. Here's a three at the other end, no good. By Jillian, rebound, knocked away, out of bounds. It's going to be off West Plains. 28-25. You kind of get the feeling if we could kind of get it together and get a push and get a lead, you kind of feel pretty good about West Plains' chances here. But these teams have played so many times. And Nixa has won the last five meetings. Cutting across, Wood to the left corner. Catch, step back, three. Nope, show me a walk. Jordan Phillips got the ball in the left corner and took a step back to get behind the three line, and that was not allowed. Four turnovers on Nixa. Four on West Plains. On the left side, Billy Scharnhorst now. Dribbles with the right hand, top of the circle, over to Shaley Peterson. Shaley over to Ainsley. Screen right, goes left instead. Down the line, inside out pass. Here's Zoe with a three, rims off, and the rebound. And Lucy Hafer gets it for West Plains. Down the green. Jillian dishes off. Layup is good by Shaley Peterson. Good penetration there, 28-27. Down the lane, here's Wood. Turning, shooting, no good on the baseline. Put back right underneath, won't go. And the next attempt won't go. So they missed all three. Now comes West Plains back. Jillian Green down the lane. Thanks to the pass. Lays it up and good. Jillian has six. And West Plains takes the lead with that bucket, 29-28. See if we can keep this going a little bit here. Here's a drive by Walt from the left side. Short-armed it, missed it. Ball comes down to Shaley Peterson. Ainsley McWilliams out high to the right side. Shaley fakes, drives, lays it up, and go! Timeout called by Nixa. West Plains has outscored them starting this half. 8-2. And we'll be back in 30 seconds on Hot Country KDY.
What's your next dream? Paying off your credit card? Remodeling your kitchen? Exploring the rainforest of Costa Rica? Whatever your dreams, they take some planning. I'm State Farm Agent Justin Shelby, and I'm right here to help lend a hand. As your local neighbor, I can help you look at things you want to save for, come up with a plan to make those savings goals happen. Because your money should work just as hard as you do to achieve your dreams. So whether it's being debt-free or free to roam the world, call me, State Farm Agent Justin Shelby, today. Like a good neighbor, Justin Shelby State Farm is there.
The official home of the Scissors is KDY.
31-28, 5:39 to go in the third quarter. West Plains has started well here in the third. And it'll be Nick's ball in the backcourt. Jordan Phillips throws it inbounds to Taylor Wood, and she'll bring it up for the Nixa Eagles. 31-28. West Plains by three. Left corner, here's a three for the tie. No good by Walsh, and West Plains gets the board. Ainsley McWilliams kicks it over now. Lucy Hafer on the right point. She'll pull it back a little bit. Ainsley McWilliams at the point. Oh, wide open, shoot it. Three ball, no good. Ball comes off, long, and is taken down by Gwen Kubik. Nixa with the ball with Wood. Free throw line, wide open. Jumper rattles around and goes in. She is her best player. She has 11. 31-30. West Plains by one with the ball. Jillian Green out to the point. Shaley, open, three ball, good! Shaley Peterson, straight on, drilled it. And Shaley having a good game. She has 11 points. It's a four-point game, 34-30. On the wing, Wood thought about the shot. Now we'll hand it back, and a whistle. And the official will stop play. And I'm not sure we had maybe a player with some blood on their jersey. I don't know. But they stopped play to get a substitution in. Claire Clark, 5'10 junior, comes in for Nixa. Nixa basketball with Wood. Down the key. Up and around. Left hand good. She's the one you got to stop, obviously. She's got 13, 34, 32. Ainsley out front. To the left corner. Zoe passed up the shot. Down to the point to Jillian. Jillian crossover. Got by. Lost the ball on the way up. No whistle. Out of bounds. Turnover on West Plains. Christy Otter is asking the official here on the side, how can you not call that a foul? The girl gets stripped and she just and crashes through the floor. I mean, it's right there in front of everyone. Rear Joyce would call that a foul. Here's a two from the wing, no good. Rebound is West Plains and it's controlled by Ainsley. She's probably our leading rebounder tonight. Ainsley McWilliams at the right point with a 2-point West Plains lead. Crossover gets by the defender. Right hand scoop shot off the board too hard. And it's taken down by Wood. Zoe Scharnhorst shadows her up the right side. Cross court pass. Left point. Walsh to the corner. They'll move it across and now get it to Kubik. Bounce pass low block. They turn inside. A hook and a shot. No good. And a tie up. And a jump ball. It's going to be next to ball. Why was that not a foul? Anyway, if you were watching on the live stream, be your own judge. 3:07 to go. Third quarter. West Plains still by two, 34-32. In the right corner, here's Wood looking to shoot. Cross the lane again. Shot blocked, but a foul. Lucy Haper will get called for that one. In the act of shooting, so that means two free throws are coming. First try for her is good. It's a 1-point game. Zoe Scharnhorst comes out. Zoe Shrub comes in. Next try for Wood is good. She's a good player, and she has scored all their points here in this half. She scored all eight. Tie game at 34. Out to the point. Jillian steps through, puts it up, and got it partially blocked. Picked back up by Ainsley in the lane. Outside, Jillian. Three from the wing, no good. Rebound long, out of bounds. It goes back to Nixon. Christy Otter is, she's been bending her ears most of the ball game. Taylor Wood will bring it up, middle of the floor. 2:30 to go in the quarter, tie game at 34. She'll go baseline, double team now, picks up the dribble. Nowhere to go. Now gets it over. Kubik with a jumper. No good. And the rebound. We'll get a foul call inside on Nixon. With 2:15 to go in the third quarter. Tied at 34. Hey! Crowd gives it the old Bronx cheer. Second foul on Taylor Wood. And that is the first foul on Nixon this half. Jillian Anderson was on the X-Files. Anyway, it's Jillian Green. Over on the left, bounce pass over. Shaley, touch down the lane, all the way, puts it up, no good. Foul on the play. .154 to go in the third. Claire Clark to mix up. With the foul, and it'll be Shaley at the line. First try, no good. Not helping herself at the line. 4 out of 9 so far. Next try, no good again. And the rebound to Clark for Nixon. Double screen up high for Wood. She'll take it to the corner, bounce down low. They'll post Kubik inside, puts it up and good. They got a mismatch on the switch off, and Kubik got the lay in, and that put Nixa on top. Down the lane, right side. Here's a drive, and a foul will be called on the play. We got the score screwed up on the scoreboard here. It should be. It should be 36-34 Nixa, but they've got it messed up. They got it just backward. And here comes the official to say, hey, that score may not be right, you know? They're going to add it up, and they're on, it's going to be, oh, yeah. Oh, well. We get a stoppage while this happens. The one good thing about the third quarter for West Plains is Jillian Green did not pick up her fourth foul. That's been a very big item here. So now they're going to bring the scorebook over from the Nixa bench and compare it to the scores table. Oh, well. 1:31 to go in the third quarter. Let's go ahead and take a 30-second timeout. This is basketball on KDY.
Feller Construction is a family-owned and operated company serving the southern Missouri area. They provide various construction services from the smallest remodel to custom-built homes, all at a competitive price. Feller Construction of West Plains would be honored to be your builders for all your building needs. Contact Feller Construction at 417-257-7275 to schedule your project today.
The West Plains Scissors play here on Hot Country KDY.
Back to play. They got the score right on the scoreboard now. It's 36-35 as Ainsley McWilliams makes the first free throw. She has 13 points. Next try is no good. Long rebound bounces to the far corner. Chased down a ball, almost stolen by Zoe Charnhorse in the backcourt. Stays with Nixon. 1 point game. How about 50 points might win this game? And it may yet. Inbound play backcourt, stolen by Zoe Charnhorse. And now West Plains will reset off the turnover. The fifth of the game against Nixa. Zoe Scharnhorst. Jillian. Back it goes to Ainsley. Dribbles to the right elbow. Back to the right corner. Zoe Scharnhorst gets bumped. Chases the ball down. Now Ainsley has it with a minute to go in the third quarter. 1 point Nixa lead. Ainsley down the key, lays it up there, a foul to play, and the basket will count. As soon as there was a gap, she was gone. Claire Clark's second foul, and that will put Ainsley back to the free throw line. She's been there several times tonight. So far, she is 4 out of 6 and makes this one. 38-36, the Scissors. Now here's Wood at the other end. Bounce pass across, bad pass, deflected out of bounds, and it's going to be last touch by Nixa. And on that note, Jordan Phillips checks in for Nixa. He comes in for Maya Johnson, and it will be West Plains ball's backcourt. Shaylee Peterson inbounds, and here's Ainsley McWilliams. Jillian curls down the middle, goes up with a right-hand layup, no good. And the rebound to Nixa. They cut to the basket, Phillips puts it up on the run, no good. Cutting from the wing, ball slapped out of Shaylee Peterson's hands, out of bounds. West Plains ball with a 38-36 lead, and they'll take the last shot of the third quarter here without too much doubt. The thing that Chrissy Otter has to consider is, do they have anyone else that can beat us? And right now, that's very questionable. So you may pay a little more attention to Taylor Wood in the fourth. West Plains ball. Ainsley with it. Ball across. Lucy Hafer. 2 seconds. 3 is in the air at the horn. No good. That's the end of the quarter. So we play three, and West Plains enjoys a two-point lead over the Nixa Lady Eagles, 38-36, and we're back in a minute on KDY.
More than just a tire store. Service.
Fall is here, and at Don's Auto Service, friendly faces are the first thing you'll see when you walk through the door. Don's Auto Service makes sure their expert staff gets you the best and most qualified information on your vehicle repairs. Whether it's under the hood, maintenance, or tire related, they have you covered and are ready to get your vehicle ready for the upcoming winter months.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Is it time to update your heating and air? A Mitsubishi mini-split system could be your solution from Butler Heating and Air. Certain Mitsubishi systems qualify for a federal tax credit of up to $2,000 if purchased before December 31st of this year. Also, certain mini-split systems qualify for a rebate from Hal Oregon Electric Cooperative. Get details at Butler Heating and Air.
BHA, Butler Heating and Air. Call 256-7984.
Building lasting relationships, one customer at a time.
Scissors basketball action continues now on KDY.
Well, it's set up to be a really good finish. We're in the fourth quarter as we get ready to start it. In the final 8 minutes with West Plains trying to break a five-game losing streak to Nixa. And West Plains right now on top by two. 38-36. It is a coin flip as to who's going to win this ball game. Both teams with their starting fives out there to start the quarter. Jillian Green hands to Ainsley McWilliams. She'll dribble and move it way back out to the point. Crossover, behind the back, move, gets in the lane, fakes, shoots a right-handed shot off balance, no good. And the rebound taken down by Nixa. Walsh had it, lost it. Now gets it back in the corner and brings it up. She'll circle over, kick it over, and now here's a three, and that's good. A big shot by Jordan Phillips. And that gives them the lead back, 39-38. Pass, bad pass. Knocked away and stolen. Two-on-one break the other way. Don't get a foul. Here's a lay-in up and good by Jordan Phillips. Took it right at Jillian. And Green was able to avoid the foul. 41-38. In the corner. Zoe Scharnhorst goes baseline. Wraparound. Great pass. Lay in good by Shaley Peters. Wood baseline pass. Oh, they're going to call a foul on that. I didn't see the player fall down across the way. So something must have happened as Quinn Kubik went sprawling. Shaley Peterson got called for the foul, and that is her second. Zoe Shrub will come in the lineup for Jillian Green. Inbound play underneath. Lob pass to the point. Wide open. Wall from 17. No good. Ball comes off to the hands of Ainsley. Now to the left side. Zoe Shrub has it in the left corner. Shaley to the point. Zoe Shrub moves it out. Skip pass, right corner. Zoe Shrub with a three ball in and out. Man, just can't get one to go down. Rebounded by Nixa. They have the ball in the one-point lead. Fire a three from the wing. No good. And the rebound inside, put back. On the turnaround, it is up and good by Cora Kubik. She has six, 43-40. On the wing to the point, Shaley with it. To the wing, to the corner. Three ball is in the air and go. Zoe Shrub. Finally got her open, and now a timeout call by West Plains. After the made shot. 5:50 to play in the fourth regulation. This game is tied up, 43-43. And we're back in 30 seconds on KDY.
Whether it's hunting, doing chores around the farm, now is a time to save on Kubota RTVs at Edgler and Harbor Farm Equipment. Kubota RTVs come in diesel or gas and are loaded with features like a climate-controlled cab and four-wheel drive. Get the Kubota RTVs with zero down, 3.9 APR for 60 months, now through 12/31/25. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Remember, we are names you can trust. Edgler and Harbor Farm Equipment. And Kubota.
Back to the court and Zizzer basketball on Hot Country KDY.
43-43 is the score. West Plains was behind by 9 after 1, 18-9. Trailed at the half, 26-23. Took the lead, 38-36 after 3. And now Nixa and the Lady Zizzers are knotted up, 43 apiece. Full court, West Plains pressure, and here's the inbound play in the backcourt. Wood had it, lost it, out of bounds, turnover on Nixa. Wood is beside herself. I didn't touch that last, but evidently you did. That is turnover number 6 on Nixa. West Plains don't have us for a turnover since the first quarter. Ainsley McWilliams in the front court on the wing, being hounded there by Phillips to the high post. Shaley to the point. Curling over. Here's a drive and the shot no good. Rebound fought for. Zoe Scharnhorst tied up on the play. And it'll be next to basketball. Jillian Green checking in. For Zoe Trubb. Zoe knocked in that 3. That was a big shot. And now the backcourt. Nixa will play the ball in to Marsh. She passed it, lofted it, loose ball, taken by West Plains. Then we get a jump off call, and it goes back over to Lady Zizzer. Zoe Scharnhorst, I guarantee, the skin on her knees has probably a new floor burn on it about every day. Shaley Peterson at the elbow. Turns in, leans in, shoots off the board and go. Good strong move by Shaley. West Plains up by 2. Now up the right side. Taylor Wood crossover, gets in the lane, goes up with the shot. Wild shot, missed it. Rebound put back up and in by Cora Kubik, and she has 8. And it's a tie game at 45. 4:50 to play. Really good game. It's living up to what the kind of game you hoped it would be. Two really good teams. Ainsley shoots the 3 from the point. No good. Ball may have been partially blocked. Fumbled out of bounds by Nixa. It'll be West Plains basketball. And the reason it's West Plains ball is because Zoe Scharnhorst hustled after that ball and made Marsh go for it and try to save it herself, and she fumbled it out of bounds. So Zoe didn't get it, but she caused it. Here's the inbound play. Shaley Peterson to Zoe Scharnhorst at the left point. At the right point for Lucy Hafer. Lucy bounce pass down low. Green post inside. Fade away on the baseline. The jumper is good. Well, that was a good shot. 12 feet. Jillian has 8. West Plains by 2. They throw it away in the backcourt. Riley Geary is in the ballgame now for Nixa. She's a freshman, and she's back there trying to handle this press. Good luck. West Plains with the ball and a 2-point lead. 4:08 to go. Left side, Ainsley with it. Behind the back move, lost the ball, got it back. Now reset. Zoe Scharnhorst down the middle. Feeds it inside. Left hand layup good by Taylor. 49-45. Now another deflection. Loose ball stolen. Picked off. The West Plains will get it. Zoe Scharnhorst out front. Got him on the run. Let's keep him on the run here. Did a really good shot. Ainsley ball knocked away. That's a bad break. And it's picked up by Kubik in the backcourt. No whistle, and a timeout's going to be called by Nixon. So it's a possession game, and Nixon will call timeout. 3:30 to play. In regulation with the score, West Plains 49, Nixa 45, back in a minute on KDY.
This is Damon at TLG Peterbilt, Willow Springs. We supply parts for all makes of trucks and trailers to get you back on the road quickly as possible. If we don't have it, we'll get it. Find us on Highway 60 in Willow Springs or online at tlgtrucks.com for fast, friendly service to get you back on the road in no time. TLG Peterbilt, uptime all the time.
Looking for a place to have a private party? Par 4 and More Restaurant and Family Fun Center, a country club for all, is your place. Reserve a private room with a private server. Get 4 pizzas and drinks for one low price. Play indoor golf. Get an armband for the arcade and whatever else you need. Students can bring their ID for 10% off any food. It's all at Par 4 and More Restaurant and Family Fun Center, 2 miles past Walmart on the left in West Plains.
The official home of the Scissors is KDY.
Three minutes, 30 seconds to go. Drew Joyce on the live stream camera. Dylan Groves, engineers, back to the studio. And Kevin Lott is my bodyguard as we go back to play. Should be Nixa ball in the backcourt, and it will be. Now what? We've had more issues tonight. The score is correct. We've got 49. They've got 45. And now they're comparing scorebooks. From the official scores table, look, and it may not even be the score. It could be fouls. I don't know. But the score is not going to change. 49-45. Nixa ball in the backcourt. They have not handled this pressure very well. And West Plains is going to turn it up on them a little bit here. Here's the inbound play. Now they're going to let him bring it up to midcourt. High screen to the right. They go left with Wood. Kicks it outside. Down to the point. Three is in the air, and it's off the back iron and good. Jordan Phillips, that one bounced straight up and went straight down. It's a one-point game. 49-48, 3:10 to go. Ainsley. Shaley. Shaley Peterson goes around the defender, takes it all the way in. Foul, still shoot two. They could have picked any of three players to call that foul on. Core Kubik's fourth foul. Shaylee Peterson, the free throw shooter for West Plains, and her first one is no good. Shaley's only one out of four on the free throw line. Normally pretty good. Here's the next try. Good. Two-point game, 50-48. Now they break the press quickly and push it up the floor. That's got to be an offensive foul on Taylor Wood. Oh, they're going to call that a block. Holy shnikes. That's one of the worst calls I've seen all year. Should have been a charge, and it's going to be called a block. On Shaylee Peterson, she clearly had position there. And Wood just put a shoulder down and knocked her down and now makes the first free throw. .256 left in the ball game. This would tie the game. And it's up and it's good. West Plains back, tied at 50. Well, it's going to take more than 50 to win the game. Ainsley McWilliams in the left corner. Shaylee Peterson with it. Hands to Jillian, and now Ainsley with 2:40 to go. Charnhorst, Jillian, down the key all the way. Lays it up and good! Strong move by Jillian Green. She has 10. Back the other end. Here's Kubik in the lane. Kicks it far left corner. Got an open shot for a three, and up the freshman. Geary with the bucket, her first of the night. They found her, and that's why she's out there. Here's a 17-footer straight on, good by Jillian Green. Coach Otter tells her defense to get back. And now Wood leans in, drives and lays it up and good off the glass. And Taylor Wood now has 19 points. Eagles by one. Here's Jillian. Dribbles in, lost the ball, got it back, feeds it to the corner. Lucy with a three ball, no good. Rebound long to the far side, and it's taken down by Nixa and controlled by Jordan Phillips. 1:30 to go, 1-point game. You got to play your butt off on defense right now. Down the key all the way. Here's a lead-in shot by Wood, up and good. Now 3-point game. 1:10 to go. Ainsley sets up the offense at the point. Gets a screen from Jillian. Now hands it off to Zoe Scharnhorst. In the corner, ball deflected out of bounds. Last touch by Nixle. 1:02 to go. 57-54. And Zoe Shrub will check in now. For Lucy Hafer. And, of course, you've got shooters out there right now. Any kid out there for West Plains can make a three if they're left open. Here's the inbound play. Shaylee Peterson gets it inbounds to Ainsley McWilliams. 1 minute left. Jillian has it. You don't have to make a three here. Take a two. Here's a turn from 12. No good. Rebound long, and that's a big miss. Taken down by Gwen Kubik. And now West Plains has to come up and pressure, and now a reach-around foul. And here's the thing with this new rule in high school basketball. Team fouls start all over again each quarter. So chances are late in the game, you got to foul a bunch. And they got to commit four more to put them on the line. And here's another one. Zoe Scharnhorst. And that'll be her second foul. And if they throw it in front of her again, she's probably getting number three. Pressure in the backcourt. I would dare them to take the ball to the basket against this press. Wood gets it into the front court, and she'll be fouled by Shaylee Peterson. That's Shaylee's fourth. Got other people out there with far less fouls, so if somebody needs to give a foul, they can give a foul. Taylor Wood at the line. This is a big one. First one is good. That makes it a two-possession game. Now West Plains will sub Kimber Stewart, a freshman, in the lineup. And the next free throw by Wood is good. Ainsley comes back, down by five. 30 seconds to go. Shaylee over to Jillian. Pull up from 15 feet, won't go. Man, we just can't make a bucket tonight. And the ball comes off to Nixa. The foul here, 18 seconds to go, down by five. They kick it away. Lewis, that should have been a travel, is picked up by Phillips. They come back the other way, three on one, bounce it across. Layup is up and good, and that'll do it. Geary with the lay-in, 5 seconds to go. Long three by Ainsley's no good. Final score is Nixa, 61, and West Plains, 54. And we'll take a one-minute break, recap the scoring, coming up on KDY.
This is Damon at TLG Peterbilt, Willow Springs.
We supply parts for all makes of trucks and trailers to get you back on the road quickly as possible. If we don't have it, we'll get it. Find us on Highway 60 in Willow Springs or online at tlgtrucks.com for fast, friendly service to get you back on the road in no time. TLG Peterbilt, uptime all the time.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
The West Plains Scissors play here on Hot Country KDY.
61-54 is the final score. Nixa wins the ball game to raise their season record now to 2-3, and West Plains goes to 3-2. This game got off to a good start for Nixa, leading after one, 18-9. By halftime, they had a 3-point lead, 26-23. West Plains started very, very well in the third and able to take the lead. And going into the fourth quarter, had a 2-point lead, 38-36. But in the fourth, Taylor Wood took over. She led all scorers with 23 points for Nixa. And they go on to pick up the win by a final of 61-54. Scoring for West Plains with 18 tonight, Shaylee Peterson, 16 for Ainsley McWilliams, and 12 points for Jillian Green, 3 apiece for Zoe Scharnhorst and Zoe Shrub, and 2 for Delaney Wahomey. So, West Plains' next game will be on Thursday night. They'll be playing in Springfield at Glendale, and the boys will be at home against Forsyth on Friday. We'll have that game here on KDY. Final game tonight, Nixa in girls basketball over West Plains, 61-54, and they've now beat West Plains 6 times in a row. We'll have to wait for the next opportunity. Until our next broadcast, which will be Wednesday night, as Grizzlies will play against SEMO Prep at the Civic Center. For Dylan Groves and Drew Joyce, Harlan Hutchison saying goodnight from West Plains High School.
West Plains Zizzer Basketball on Hot Country KDY is brought to you by Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC, TLG Peterbilt, West Plains Bank and Trust Company, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, West Plains, Goebbels Collision Repair, Miller Satellite and Home Store, Iron Brand Realty, Parfour and More, Wilbanks Tire, Habitat for Humanity Restore, MSU West Plains, Car-Mart of West Plains, Butler Heating and Air, Hawkins Home and Lawn, Ozark Independent Living, Cape Electric, S&P Quality Auto Glass, State Farm Insurance Agent Justin Shelby, West Plains Wind Supply, Simmons Bank, Ozark Hills Realty, Don's Auto Service, Shrimp Runner, Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment, Rick's Truck Repair, Bailey Chevrolet GMC, and Wood Mechanical.
Today's hot new country, 102.5 KDY is KKDY FM, West Plains, Missouri.